Well, that's Dire Straits, and You Made Me So Very Happy. And as I said, coming up now, I have Paul Loughran in studio, a colleague. I'm going to talk about a new series called If Ever You Go, A Map of Dublin in Poetry and Song. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Hey, you know.
Okay, now, this new series, when is it starting? How long is it running for, and what's it all about?
It's a 10-part series. It's reinterpreting the Dublin One City, One Book, If Ever You Go, A Map of Dublin in Poetry and Song. Edited by Pat Boren and Jared Smith, and that book was the chosen Dublin One City One book in 2014. And Near FM back then, a year ago, had the idea to make a adaptation of the book from a North Side Dublin perspective, looking at the poems and poets featured in the book and songs as well that had a kind of a North Side Dublin connotation, whether the poet themselves was from or live in the North Side, or whether the poem reflected a North Side location. And our idea was to kind of map it out similar way it's done in the book itself, starting from Dublin 1, moving through the odd numbers. So mm-hmm. Dublin 1, Dublin 3, Dublin 5, Dublin 7, 9, 13, 17.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Howth and Malahide, Skerries. And so poems that reflect kind of the basic North Side area of the city. We were funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland Sound and Vision Scheme to produce the series, and we started work back in kind of mid-October.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was the few different elements in the series. It was interviewing the poets that feature as from part of the North Side perspective. So people like poets like Paula Meehan, Tia Dorgan, Dermot Bulger, up-and-coming poets like Colm Keegan, Jessica Traynor, Alan Jude Moore, and some poets that may have been deceased, like Francis Ledwidge and mm-hmm. Yeats and so on, that would have had poems related to the North Side of Dublin. And for deceased poems, we spoke to university lecturers from Trinity College, Department of English and Literature. And we had actors reinterpret poems for the living poets. The poets themselves recited their own poetry.
Mm-hmm.
We visited St. David's Boys National School, and we spoke to boys of age 9, 10, 11 about poetry, their impressions of poetry, got them to recite some of their own poetry. We went out in the streets and spoke to the general public about their impressions of poetry, what poetry means to them.
What sort of feedback did you get from the schoolboys and then from the
public?
Well,
the schoolboys was asking, it was brilliant, you know. Yeah. They had all done a little bit of kind of preparation for our visit, you know. And they had prepared some poetry they'd written themselves, and it was great. And they're all very enthusiastic. The going out in the streets was a lot more varied. You had, you know, people that could name a dozen poets, mm-hmm. Irish poets, and others that had no interest in poetry and couldn't mm-hmm. name any.
Yes, yeah.
You know, maybe they could name Yeats or they could name Seamus Heaney, but that'd be it. So it was quite a varied response that we got on the streets.
But I think a lot of people too, in their lives, they sometimes, I mean, like myself, I can read, I have read rather a lot of poetry. I couldn't quote very much, but I've quite read a lot, enjoyed a lot, didn't understand a lot. I suppose a lot of people are like that.
Yeah, I think so. A lot of people said, I haven't really done any poetry since I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd kind of be like that myself, you mm-hmm. know. I remember some Yeats poetry from school, maybe some Keats and stuff like that, but my relationship with poetry has kind of ended after school as well.
Well, we say that though, Paul, but if you like music, there's poetry in music.
Well, that's it. Yeah, yeah. And I think that's it. Like, you know, any song with lyrics, you know, mm-hmm. is really poetry put to music, isn't it?
Form of poetry, yeah.
So, you know, there was a lot of elements in the series, as well as the poets themselves coming in and, you know, being interviewed about the poems and reciting their own poems, as well as the kids reciting their own poems and vox pops to the general public, and the contributions from Trinity College English Department. We also had contributions from Director of Poetry Ireland, Maureen Kennelly, and the editor of the book, Pat Boren, and also the head of the Dublin One City, One Book Initiative, Jane Alger. So they all contribute to the first programme and to the last programme. So the first programme is kind of an overview programme, and the last programme is kind of a review programme.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as all of that, we also had contributions from some local singers, Jerry Cooley, Stephen Heffernan, Vincent Smith, And they have reinterpreted some of the well-known Dublin ballads that feature in the book. Songs like Monto and Spanish Lady, and other very well-known ballads that, you know, people, some of your listeners will be very familiar with. So they have sang, unaccompanied singing, they've mm-hmm. come in and sang some of those songs for the series as well. So there's a lot of elements in the series. It's 10 parts. Each part is half hour long. And the way we've done it is Mondays from 6 to 7, part 1, 6 to 6.30, part 2, 6.30 to 7. And okay. it will run like that for 5 weeks. There'll be two parts every week. Okay. And subsequently, it will all be podcast as well. So, we're hoping to get the word out there.
It's all on Mondays, so it'll be...
All Mondays, 6 to 7. And if you can't tune in then, there'll be a podcast available. So just keep an eye on the Near FM website and we'll put the details up there. So, yeah, we're hoping to kind of get the word out about it. And, you know, there's, you know, as I said, there's a lot of elements in the series. It's produced by Pat Rogers, Pat Lynch and Alan Weldon. And they put a lot of hard work in over the last few months to get it to this stage in such a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. We only started the production in the middle of October. So it's quite a tight turnaround because we wanted to have the series finished and broadcast by the time Dublin One City One Book announced their next set of books, mm-hmm. which is the Barrystown Trilogy mm-hmm. By Roddy Doyle. So that's the One City, One Book for 2015. So we didn't really want to be still flogging this one.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You know, when they're trying to promote their new one. So it's testament to Pat and Alan.
You've got the head start on that anyway.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. So that's it. So starting next Monday and, you know, hopefully it gets a good reaction. I think it's going to be a very good series.
I think it will because I think we've learned over the past couple of years on Near FM from doing Culture Night and that poetry is alive and well in Ireland. I mean, a lot of people travel and it's sort of one of those arts. I mean, music is to the forefront, but poetry sort of quiet in the background, but flourishing in its own little way. I mean, I was talking, I think we met a poet the year before last from Darndale at Culture Night, and he was absolutely terrific, and he mixed poet with a bit of rap and all that sort of kind, and he gave a whole new genre to poetry, and he was travelling to America.
The spoken word poetry, or slam poetry, I think, you know, it can be called, is very popular in Ireland now, particularly in Dublin, mm-hmm. and there's a new festival called the Lingo Festival, spoken word festival, which is on every October, and that's run by, you know, local poet, you know, up and coming poets, people like Colm Keegan and Stephen James Smith. Actually, our own Linda Devlin from Doris Bui is actually one of the organisers of that festival as well. So it's very active, and there's a lot of stuff going on with the spoken word poetry at the moment.
Okay, just to ask a question about it. I was just reading an article from the two brothers that are always fighting, you know, the
Gallaghers.
Gallaghers, yeah. And he was criticising Bono because Bono's beginning to talk now about the meaning of the lyrics in his song. And he was saying, like, for him, no, you don't do that. You let people take their own interpretation. Because he said he was quite disillusioned one time. I think it was a song, something about Martha, that Paul McCartney wrote, and it was seemingly very deep. But when McCartney explained it was about a cat or a dog or something, he was quite disillusioned.
Yeah.
Will there be that kind of dissection in the poetry project? You're going to be talking about the interpretation.
Certainly the poets will be interviewed on what the poem is about, what mm-hmm. the poem is. Like, a lot of the poems that we are focusing in on here have some sort of resonance with the north side of Dublin, whether it's about a place where someone grew up, Donaghmede, I know, was mentioned a few times, mm-hmm. Finglas is mentioned, Marino is mentioned, Clontarf and Hoth, and, you know, there's so many different locations that are referenced in these poems that, you know, you can't really go, I don't know what it's about.
Oh, yeah.
It's about a place. So it's a lot, it's really about a sense of place. But I know what you mean, you know. You know, I think it's quite subjective, isn't it? What you want to take from lyrics, you can take them if you want. Someone tells you it's about something,
I imagine it's going to be a broad outline. Yeah. Okay, it's going to be about, but I mean, the places that you mentioned, especially Hoth and Clontarf and all that, they're sort of poetry to me. Hoth is a poet in a poem in itself. Just go out and look around.
Absolutely,
you couldn't help but be inspired.
Yeah, and there's a lot of poems written about Hoth, actually, but that, you know, I'm sure that they didn't put them all in this book, you know, but there's quite a few in this book. So it obviously inspired a lot of people over the years to write poetry.
Okay, I'm looking forward to hearing Jerry Cooley's interpretation of some of the songs as well. And as you say there, that he's on there. And who else is on with Jerry doing
Jerry,
the music?
With Jerry, we have Vincent Smith and Stephen Heffernan are the three singers who are interpreting the Dublin ballads. So that should be a very nice part of the series as well. I haven't heard this part of the series yet.
So looking forward to that,
you know,
myself.
But I know, you know. I don't know what Jerry does usually good. So.
Yeah, I don't know what Vince is like as a singer, but he's a great actor. So yeah. I'd be interested in listening to that part.
I did the St. David's Boys recordings with Ethan O'Connor myself, and I know how good they are. They're really excellent, you know. And the boys, some of the poetry they recite is great. So I think that for that part alone, it's worth tuning in.
Okay, so it's and the way you're running it now in hours, so it'll be sort of curtailed to 6 weeks.
5 weeks. Yeah.
5 weeks. Okay.
Every Monday in March.
I thought it was 12.
No.
Okay, so
starting
it's 10.
On the 2nd of March. Okay. So 10 parts running over 5 weeks. So.
Okay, every Monday, 6 to 7.
It's a nice kind of discreet collection in the month of March. You know, people.
And as you said,
set,
be up on the
set
pod.
Their alarms.
Yeah, and it'd be up on the podcast as well, but also if people happen to be walking and they miss it, sure, it's really, later on in the late night, if people are on shift working.
Ah, yeah, you can't miss anything anymore, can you?
Yeah, no.
It's impossible to miss anything, because there's podcasts, there's Listen Again, there's Near Choice. So, you know, if people don't have access to these means and they would like a copy of the series, you know, we'd only be happy to print off a few CDs for people, just get in touch at the station. So
okay, so starting next Monday, that's the 2nd of March. Jesus, March already, my God. Starting 6 o'clock next Monday, the 2nd of March.
By the time the series ends, the clocks will have gone forward. Is it forward or back?
I have no idea.
Well, it'll be brighter anyway.
They stand still
that's
for
all
me.
I'm trying to
stand
say.
Still for me all
it'll
the time.
Be brighter.
Okay, Paul, thank you very much for that.
Thanks,
thank you.
Cheers.
Okay, and that's a series of starting that is starting next Monday, the 2nd of March, 6 o'clock, and each piece is a segment, 6 to half, and then half 6 to 7, and running for the 5 weeks.